light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Khatamin Nabiyyin Amma ba'd fa'auzu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said Inna Jibreel atani. Indeed, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me. Faqal, and he said, Man salla alayka min ummatika wahidatan. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if anyone from your ummah recites salat upon you once, sallallahu alayhi ashran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 10 mercies upon him. وَرَفَعَهُ بِهَا عَشْرَ دَرَجَاتٍ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also raise his 10 ranks. Subhanallah. صَلُّوا لَلْحَبِيبِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامًا عَلَيْكَ يَا سَيِّدِي يَا حَبِيبِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ نُورٍ مِّن نُورِ اللَّهِ مرحبا 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 خوش آمدید Welcome to one and all to another episode on the series The Light of Guidance You are watching Madani Channel At the beginning of Muharram, you know, coming towards the first of Muharram according to most narrations it marks the martyrdom and the Yom-e Wisal of the second Khalifa of Islam. In other words, the second personality who is the greatest in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that is Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin al-Khattab, Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In Surah Jathiyah, verse number 14, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَغْفِرُوا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ أَيَّامَ اللَّهِ لِيَجْزِيَ قَوْمًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Allah says, say to those who believe, to forgive those who do not hope for the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he may recompense a nation for what they used to earn. A brief introduction to Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam. Sayyidina Umar Farooq is one of the greatest Sahabi or in companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this world, his blessed name is Umar. In the heavens, he is known by the name Farooq. In the heavenly book, the Torah, his name is Mantiqul Haq, means the one who speaks the truth. In the Injil, his name is Kafi, subhanallah. And in paradise, in Jannah, his name will be Siraj, means the lamp. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam was born in Makkatul Mukarramah. And according to one narration, he embraced Islam after 39 men, means he was the 40th person who accepted Islam. That is the reason he is called Mutammimul Arba'een, means the one who completed the number 40. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet ﷺ prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him to join Islam. Therefore, he is also known as Murad-e Rasul, subhanallah. Means the Messenger ﷺ made dua for him to become a believer. And his justice was matchless, which is why he is also known as, subhanallah, A'adalul Ashab, means the most just amongst the companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmi. What beautiful titles we learnt. Umar, Farooq, Mantiqul Haq, Kafi, Siraj, Mutammimul Arba'een, Murad-e Rasool, A'adalul Ashab, all these great and wonderful titles, you know, which are matchless, were granted to Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He lived in this world for 63 years and he performed the duties of Khilafat and Caliphate for approximately 10 years, 6 months and a few days with great excellence. His era was the golden age of rise for Muslims. His style of government, his justice, his noble character, his fear of Allah, his piety, humility, his mercy are examples for Muslims until the day of judgment. In fact, if someone wants to know who is a leader, they should read the life of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then they will know that this person is a leader. This is a great Sahabi of the beloved Rasul. Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates and he says, whenever pious people are mentioned, then hasten to mention Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he further states, indeed, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's acceptance of Islam was a help. Verily, him becoming the Khalifa, the Caliph, was a means of victories, means numerous successes. And by Allah, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred, everything in the world, even the trees, felt the grief. By Allah, I believe that there was an angel between the eyes of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam who used to strengthen and guide him. By Allah, if I come to know that a dog loves Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, I will certainly love that dog too. Whose words is these? Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, means that person who, you know, was basically with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam most of the time. He's the person who used to carry the blessed sandals, the blessed Nalain Mubarak of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Definitely his attachment and connection with the beloved Rasul is unique, is special, is wonderful. And he is saying that if, you know, I come to know that a dog loves Sayyidina Umar, I will certainly love that dog too. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So alhamdulillah, this was just a brief introduction to Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We will take a short break now and listen to a few couplets, ash'ar, inshallah, of a wonderful kalam. And when we return, inshallah, we will carry on our discussion. Salli wa al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihimi. All the sand, peace and blessings upon your beloved, the best and perfect creation that you have created. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim. Muhammadun sayyidul kawnain والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم. The master of both worlds, jinn and mankind combined, Arab or non-Arab, he is leader of them all. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim. Huwa al-habib alladhi turja shafa'atuhu li kulli hawlin min al-ahwali muqtahimi. He's the loved one whose intercession we all hope for, in every horror and yes, in every calamity. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim. And character that don't near him in knowledge or in generosity. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi tablets and the pen of decree.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi.
In generosity,
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Sallu al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mashallah. Welcome back to our silsila. And before the break, we were discussing the life of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Just a brief intro we gave to him. Sayyidina Umar Farooq is that person that approximately 20 ayat, 20 verses of the Holy Quran were revealed regarding the status, the martaba, the rank of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Amongst them is the verse we recited at the beginning of our discussion today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the ayat of Surah Jasiyah. Qul, my beloved, say, to who should it be said? Lilladhina amanu. To those who believe. Here, those who believe. My beloved, say, to those who believe. Who are those who believe? Mufassirin mentioned that this refers to the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So it is as if Allah ta'ala is saying, oh my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your dear sahabi, tell your dear companion Umar, what should be told to him? What must you tell Umar? يَغْفِرُوا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ أَيَّامَ اللَّهِ. To forgive those who do not hope for the days of Allah. My beloved, tell Umar, to forgive those who do not hope for the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this context, the word أَيَّامُ اللَّهِ, the days of Allah, mean the day when the help of Allah was received or the day when Allah's punishment descends. The meaning is that those non-believers and hypocrites who do not fear the seas of Allah, who are stuck in pride and arrogance and who have forgotten the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tell your beloved Farooq to forgive such ignorant people. لِيَجْزِيَ قَوْمًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That he may recompense a nation for what they used to earn. Now there's two meanings for this part of the verse. Number one meaning is, tell Farooq Azam to forgive them. Allah himself will punish those non-believers. That's the first meaning. The second meaning is, O beloved Rasul, tell Farooq Azam to forgive those non-believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him, means Umar, Allah ta'ala will grant him an excellent reward. Subhanallah. Farooq Haqq Batil, Imamul Huda. Sayyidi Al-Azad writes, he says, Farooq Haqq Batil, Imam al-Huda, Tere Maslul Shiddat Pilako Salam, Tere Maslul Shiddat Pilako Salam. In other words, millions of salutations be upon Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, who separates truth from falsehood, Haqq from Batil, light from darkness. The true Imam who gives guidance and who is like a sharp sword raised in the protection of Islam. Subhanallah. Farooq Haqq Batil, Imamul Huda, Tayg Maslul Shiddat, Bilako Salam. Subhanallah, Sallu Lil Habib, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad, Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. So the ayah which we just mentioned now, two fadail, two excellences, two virtues, two glories of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam has been mentioned. And one command has been given to him. Number one, firstly, this verse, this ayah is a proof that Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam is a person of faith, a person with iman. And he is such a perfect believer that even Allah Ta'ala mentions his iman. Allah Ta'ala mentions his faith. Allah Ta'ala did not say, my beloved, say to Umar. No, Allah Ta'ala said, say lil ladina amanu, to those who believe. And who is that? That is Umar. So when Allah Ta'ala is testifying on the Iman and the belief and the faith of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then what more, what bigger evidence and dalil and proof do you want? And today, ma'adhallah, there are some people who just open their mouth and they utter absurd and, you know, blatant false accusations and claims and lies and insults, Allah a'azubillah, towards not only this sahabi, but many other sahaba ikram. Such people are not associated with us. We have nothing to do with those people. We as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, alhamdulillah, we respect and love not just one sahabi or two or 10 or 15. No, we respect and love all these sahaba ikram of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So particularly Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam is such a kamil mu'min. We have heard this many a times. Na? Kamil mu'min, your iman is not complete. This person's iman is not complete. Do this to make your iman complete. So he, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, is such a kamil mu'min, a perfect believer, that Allah Ta'ala mentions his iman, Allah Ta'ala mentions his faith. Subhanallah. There's a hadith in Sahih Bukhari Sharif, in which Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who reports, and he says, one day, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam led the Fajr prayer. And after salam, Nabi Sallam turned his blessed Mubarak face towards us, towards the Sahaba Ikram, the crowd, and said, a man was walking along with his cow. Then he mounted it and started striking it. At this, the cow said to him, Inna lam nakhluq lihada, means I was not created for this riding. Innama khuliqna lilharthi, but I was created by Allah for farming. Now, a cow is a speechless animal, and it's speaking in Arabic is a matter of wonder. Na? So therefore the Sahaba Ikram said with wonder, Subhanallah, does a cow also speak? Because it's something shocking to them. In response to this surprise, Nabi Sassam said, the cow does not speak, but if Allah wills, he may bestow it with the power of speaking. And for inni uminu bihada ana wa Abu Bakrin wa Umar, meaning I believe in this, and Abu Bakr believes in this, and Umar believes in this too. The summary of the narration I'm giving to you. In other words, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that Abu Bakr and Umar, they believe in this here. The iman is this, that yes, this cow will speak. This cow can't speak. If the beloved Rasul said, then the cow is speaking. This is Nabi Sallam giving the guarantee of the iman and the faith of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam. Then Nabi Sallam mentioned another event. He said a shepherd was looking after his goats. Suddenly, a wolf attacked the goats and took one goat away. The shepherd ran after the wolf and eventually rescued the goat from it. When he took the goat from the wolf drew attention towards the shepherd and said, O shepherd, tell me, when the day of the beasts arrives, who will protect these goats? Upon this, the Sahaba Ikram said with wonder, Subhanallah, does a wolf also speak? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the same response. The wolf does not speak, but if Allah Ta'ala wills, he may bestow it with the power of speaking. And فَإِنِّي أُؤْمِنُ بِهَذَا أَنَا وَأَبُو بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ, meaning I believe in this, and Abu Bakr believes in this, and Umar believes in this too. This is the rank and the lofty status of the iman and the belief of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam and Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Sahaba Ikram asked a question to understand the blessed words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam answered? He mentioned the fate of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam as a testimony. In other words, when I as the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have faith in it, and Abu Bakr as the most truthful Siddiq Akbar, he has faith in it, and Umar as Farooq Azam has faith in it, then this matter is definitely exactly as I have said. Allama Ibn Hajar Asqalani, he mentions and he says, in response to the wonder of the companions, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned the faith of Shaykhain al-Karimain as a testimony, because the faith of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam is profoundly accomplished and their certainty is extremely firm. Subhanallah. Another wonderful hadith I want to keep in front of you. Hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim Sharif. Also by Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I saw a dream and people were presented before me wearing qameez. For some their qameez reached their chests, and for some it was even shorter than that. One narration states, for some their qameez reached their chest, For some the navel, for some the knees, and for some halfway down the calves. Then Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam was shown to me. His qameez was under his feet such that it was being dragged as he walked. The Sahaba Ikram asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how did you interpret this? What is the interpretation of this dream? Tabir kya hai khab ki? Nabi sallallahu replied, he said, religion, deen. That means that those whose qameez reached the chest had weak faith. Those whose qameez reached the navel had somewhat stronger faith, stronger iman. Those whose qameez reached the knees had even more accomplished faith. And those whose qameez reached halfway down the calves had faith that was stronger than the former's and firmer than those who were presented before the Prophet ﷺ. However, amongst all those who were shown, the one with the strongest and most perfect faith and iman was Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, whose qameez was so long that it dragged under his feet. This dream of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the interpretation of this dream also signifies and shows that Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam possesses profoundly accomplished faith and he is very firm in religion and in the matters of deen. Inshallah, we'll learn more about Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then inshallah we will move towards the conclusion. We'll take another short break and listen to some words of wisdom. When we return, we will carry on the discussion. Sallu lil Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Dear Islamic brothers, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he was an esteemed companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is known as Umar on the earth and as Farooq in the heavens. In the Torah, he is referred to as a mantikul haq. It means one who speaks the truth. He was born in Makkatul Mukarrama 41 years prior to the Hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara. He accepted Islam in the 6th year after the declaration of prophethood. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam supplicated for his acceptance of Islam, which is why he is also known as Murad-e Rasul, Messenger's Wish. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and became a Muslim, this further increased the honor and authority of Islam and it inspired the believers. It was after his acceptance of Islam that the Muslims openly offered Salah in the Haram. The greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam appointed him as his wazir. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an always remained a special advisor to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. When it came to making important decisions about Islam, he radiallahu ta'ala an spent his entire life in service to the greatest Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. In the year 13 AH, at the age of 53, he became the second caliph of Muslims. In 24 AH, whilst leading Fajr Salah in Masjidun Nabawi Sharif, a non-Muslim attacked him with a dagger which wounded him and proved to be mortal, resulting in his martyrdom in Madinatul Munawwara. Sayyidina Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala an led his funeral salah and he was laid to rest at the blessed feet of the greatest prophet of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Sallu al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now the hadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions and he says, Ashadduhum fi dinillahi Umar, meaning the firmest among the companions in the matters of religion is Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Another narration says, Ashaddu ummati fi amrillahi Umar, meaning the firmest in my ummah regarding the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Umar. So this was the firmness and how staunch Sayyidina Umar Farooq was when it comes to matters of deen, matters of religion. Sayyidina Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hujwari rahmatullahi ta'ala, he asserted and he says, the Sufiya are very strict in religious matters. For example, let alone Fard and Wajib, they do not even abandon the Nawafil, the Mustahabat, those they don't even leave. Means the deeds, they are not sinful to leave. If you do it, you get sawab. If you don't do it, you don't get any guna. But even that, these Sufiya kiram, they do not leave it. They firmly remain steadfast on even performing them. The Sufiya learned this way of being firm in religion from Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala. So this was the first quality of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, means his Iman, which was mentioned in this ayah. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The second thing which is mentioned is Sayyidina Farooq Azam and the habit of forgiving. In the verse, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam was commanded to adopt the habit of forgiving. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this commandment, then Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam adopted it immediately. It's the command, commandment from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So immediately he adopted it. Subhanallah. And when was he given this commandment? Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas remarks, he says, it happened before the migration to Medina. That once a non-believer swore at Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. And Sayyidina Farooq Azam was, mashallah, very brave. And he possessed great awe. So he wanted to catch that non-believer. As he intended to do so, this verse was revealed. This ayah was revealed. And Allah Ta'ala commanded him to forgive the non-believer. And that Allah Ta'ala himself would punish him. So Sayyidina Farooq Azam obeyed the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he forgave that person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. During the time of the Khilafat of Sayyidina Farooq Azam, a person committed a crime. And he was brought before Sayyidina Farooq Azam. As Sayyidina Farooq Azam announced the punishment, the person recited the following verse. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Dear beloved Prophet, adopt forgiveness and enjoin righteousness and turn away from the ignorant. Hearing this verse, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam began to contemplate the verse. And then he forgave the person. Likewise, it's mentioned, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas narrated, and he says, Hur bin Qais sought permission to visit the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam. Sayyidina Umar gave him the permission. So he came inside and said, O son of Khattab, by Allah, you do not recompense us, nor do you judge between us with justice. Hearing this, Sayyidina Umar became overwhelmed with rage, and it was near that he would seize him and catch that person. When Hur bin Qais said, O leader of the believers, Allah Ta'ala said to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خُذِ الْعَفَّ وَأَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Dear beloved Prophet, adopt forgiveness and enjoin righteousness and turn away from the ignorant. As soon as Hur said this, Sayyidina Umar Farooq stopped right away. And it was his blessed habit that he would stop whenever he heard a discourse from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So this is the akhlaq-e-kareema, the blessed character and the beautiful quality which was found in the zaat of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam. It was the quality of forgiving, dar guzar karna, forgiving the next person. And this hukum was given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately he acted upon that. Unfortunately, in today's time, things are out of control and there's very little patience left in society, unfortunately. Now, people fight over trivial and tiny matters, small issues. And first starts with verbal abuse and then it turns into physical conflict. And then ultimately it goes to murder and this and that and hundreds of other things. You know, a wonderful example is mentioned that Shaitan was once training his students. So he reached a sweet maker's shop with his students. And he put his finger in the sweet syrup. And he placed its slight drop on the wall. So a fly came to the drop. A lizard nearby jumped on the fly. And the sweet maker's cat saw this and it attacked the lizard. The neighboring shopkeeper's dog was watching this. So it came, it attacked the cat and it killed the cat. The sweet maker became angry and he killed the dog. The owner of the dog became angry and he killed the sweet maker. And in this way, due to one small action of Shaitan, many murders were then committed. That's how Shaitan is. He'll just put the sugar there. He goes back and everything else, you know, people do. This was a lesson which Shaitan was giving to his chelas, his followers, his students. But it's a very big lesson for us. That many a times you will find us fighting, killing each other. Trivial and small matters. If you ask them what happened, it's a baat to itni badi nahi thi. It wasn't something so big, but they made it so big that, you know, it's something khuda na khasta, don't know what the person did. And because of that argument, shouts, screaming, fighting, and eventually killing and murdering, and the entire family will, and it carries on and carries on and carries on. And the matter was just so small, just that small drop of honey or sweet which the person, which we just put on the wall. Nabi ﷺ has mentioned a wonderful hadith, that wealth, hadith of Muslim Sharif, that wealth does not decrease by giving charity. When a person forgives someone's mistake, Allah Ta'ala increases that person's honor. Likewise, in Shu'abul Iman, it is mentioned, once Musa alayhi salam asked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh, most generous Lord, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most honorable person in your sight?" So Allah Ta'ala replied and he said, "The one who forgives despite having the power to take revenge." What a wonderful point this is. The one who forgives despite having the power to take revenge. Someone says, "If I don't take revenge, I will lose respect." Someone says, "He swore at me, how can I forgive him? He swore me, I'll swear him, then we'll ask for maaf." No, it has to be equal. You know, we compete in this here. He insulted me in front of everyone, I cannot forgive him, I'll also do the same thing to him. I'll disgrace him much more than he did. He insulted me, I'll destroy his life. He did this, I'll make him cry for the rest of his life. People go up and say all of these things. What can you do? Izzat, zillat, honor, disgrace, respect, everything comes from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone insulted you in front of the entire mahfil, and if Allah ta'ala doesn't want you to be disgraced, then no matter how many people insult you and in front of how many people, you will still remain respected. On the other hand, if Allah ta'ala wants you to face some disgrace, and he takes that respect away from you, then even if someone says nothing, and everyone are ready to kiss your feet, still you will be disgraced in front of people. So keep that in front of you. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Izzat, dhillat, respect, honor, disgrace, everything comes from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can give me the respect if it is not meant to me, meant for me. And nobody can take away my respect or disgrace me if it's not meant for me. Allah ta'ala wants, I will remain respected. If Allah ta'ala, you know, wills or decides that for certain matter or whatever the case is, I will not have the respect or I will be disgraced, it is His. Subhanallah, He is Hakim. Allah ta'ala is the most wise. His irada, that's His will. We have to be pleased with that. We should always ask Allah Ta'ala for the best, for goodness, for mercy, for karam. But if that happens, it's from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why are we worried about what that person said, what he said, what she said, what they did? Leave it. Sometimes these small matters will eat your brain and you'll end up doing so much wrong things, and then you say that it wasn't even worth doing all of this here. So this is what we need to learn from the life of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam. And towards the end, we have the last minute. I will just mention four beautiful pieces of advice which Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam once mentioned during a khutbah lecture. He said, "Man la yarhamu la yurhamu." The one who does not show mercy is not shown mercy. "Man la yaghfiru la yughfaru la." The one who does not forgive is not forgiven. "Man la yatubu la yutabu alayhi." The one who does not repent, his repentance is not accepted. And "Man la yattaqi la yuwaqqa." The one who does not protect himself is not protected either. So this is the lessons of the life of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we need to act upon it. We need to have the habit of forgiving, inshallah. May Allah open everyone's hearts, inshallah. With these few words, we leave, we reach the conclusion of today's discussion. Remember, instill the love of the beloved Rasul ﷺ in your hearts, in your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul ﷺ is the base of the iman, the base of everything. You have this love, by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you, inshallah, in our coming discussions. Till then, be positive. Think positive, stay positive, and remain positive. Till we meet again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance. The light of guidance. The light of guidance. The light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.